Hello and welcome to the podcast, Ambitious Audacious Women with ADHD. I am your host, Katie Stibbs, and I help ambitious women who think differently simplify the big three, which is love, work and well-being, so they achieve their version of happy success. We are here to share stories, strategies and chat about our beautiful minds. So if you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and download the accompanying strategy guide at katiestibbs.com. And welcome to another episode. I'm so happy to have you here with me. And I am really, really hoping that you are really trying to kind of make the most of this holiday time. December is difficult for some people, especially as it gets busier and more frantic, and other people absolutely thrive off this busyness until they don't. So I am hoping, here in the UK it is freezing cold, so I am here right now in my best cashmere pink socks, which I absolutely love, one of the best presents ever from last Christmas. And I have two jumpers on and I'm considering putting on a hat. That's how blooming cold it is here. So I am hoping that you are going to make a conscious decision this holiday, if you do have holidays, which I'm hoping you do, even if it's a few days, to be present. Very, very difficult for us. And it is a practice. It is a conscious decision. So why not really try to be more present in this holiday period? And that could mean really downing tools and perhaps reading to your child. But not only reading and thinking about something else at the same time, but really listening and being present in the book. I know it sounds such a simple thing, but this can be really joyous and something that we find very, very difficult doing. It could be when you are engaging in a combo with your friends at the Christmas party or around the dinner table. You are really actively, consciously listening. And this really is a skill, and a skill that we must practice more of, I feel, to get the most out of life, because being present can be very, very tricky for us. I know that. So I'm hoping that you really also have a bloody good time. Let your hair down, go for breaks, go for walks, get out into the green, get out into nature, get to the water. And yeah, just really, really take this time to kind of refuel and replenish and nourish yourself. Now, this episode I have called Maximizing Your Potential, because I'm most of the time in my life, obviously in my business, but with my clients, most of them have their own businesses. So, but this could resonate with any woman, to be honest, even those without ADHD. And, you know, what is part of my framework are kind of these pillars or concepts. So, and it can be applied to any woman trying to reach their potential. So, I mean, just as an aside, did you know that women with ADHD are 300 times more likely to own their own businesses? And why is that? Well, firstly, genius. The ability to have amazing ideas, the kind of drive, the thirst for knowledge. And they all want to serve at the highest level, actually. Huge, big-hearted, purpose-driven, in my opinion, women. On another note, we tend to hate being told what to do. And really, I find that people are really frightened of messing up. So a lot of people have come from the corporate world. And you know what? It takes huge capacity of energy and creates huge fatigue when you are in a very structured environment with a very specific set of rules and targets and KPIs and all of that. And your brain just does not work in the way that maybe others do. And it can be hugely draining. So this obviously isn't a question of intelligence. It's a question of working with what we have and working to our strengths, which if you niche down and you can concentrate on one thing in your corporate job and you're very, very good at it, and there's lots of people that are, fantastic. But when it requires lots of tasks and structure that don't suit your brain, it can be a real, real struggle. So, you know, there's many, many reasons why women are eventually creating their own businesses. So, and I honestly, totally believe for sure that if you have any business selling any goods or products or services, and you have this kind of rebel mind, you will have probably, in my experience, experienced a lot of self-shaming. It's really difficult to be an entrepreneur, let alone managing the roller coaster of rebel mind, ADHD, continued incredible ideas, you know, showing up at certain times of the day in a certain way to meetings, being really visible when you have nothing left in the tank. And it can also be really isolating and really lonely, and you can get totally stuck in your own head with nobody to collaborate with. And I think this is a huge, huge issue, actually. And oftentimes, women have been continuing to follow systems that they've bought into, hugely expensive products and strategies that really, actually, will never work for them and end up making them feel really ashamed of themselves and unproductive and exhausted. You know, and these rules, they really kind of, these rules and processes make you, or can make you, feel a deep sense of unworthiness. And people are so entrenched in the way they think they should do things and the way that they've always done it. And you're so kind of stuck in the weeds sometimes that you can't really see the wood for the trees. So I really think at this juncture, with the information that we have at our fingertips and the new knowledge that we have regarding ADHD, it is time to, if you've been slogging for years, using your will and determination, and you are, frankly, extremely tired, why not look for some ease? You know, working in a way that can honor who you are now, so you can really learn to be yourself. So, you know, people also, if you've got a team of people that are working for you, that can be really frustrating and overwhelming for the team. You know, we could be really fast-paced, make fast decisions, change our minds, go with our intuition, which we've learned to trust, but other people might not see it that way. We can make impulsive decisions around money and investments. And this can have a huge impact as well. And not to mention the impact on your family and your partner and children, you know, not being able to be fully present, like we discussed earlier. Actually never being there, or when you are there, you are mentally always in your business or somewhere else or thinking about something else. So I am inviting you to take a pause and have a little brainstorming session. Get your head out of the weeds and journal it out. Am I happy and fulfilled in this business right now? You know, what parts of my work, what tasks, what parts of my job, my business am I really enjoying on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being not at all, 10 being tickety boo, incredible. What parts of this business and the tasks and the roles that I'm playing within this business do I really not enjoy? And obviously on a scale of 1 to 10 in the same way, let's bring some real kind of awareness to the pieces of this. And kind of what part of the business, what are the tasks that make that give you no response, a neutral feeling? And I don't want you to just come from the head. I really want you to go into a little bit of a meditative state or just even taking 4 full breaths and tuning into your body. And for the next 5 days, really working out, give yourself permission to do things differently. Just because we have been doing things the same way, and I really find with ADHD women or women that are kind of have the brains that are like so dogged, so determined that we can really, really get stuck. You know, this is an opportunity to reset and to start to think and do things differently. And I have created a program container, beautiful kind of growth experience that will begin in January. And why not talk about it on my own goddamn podcast? I was thinking that earlier, Katie, why you haven't even mentioned your own container, your own program. And it's an inner circle for obviously ambitious women in their businesses. And it is giving them the skill set to receive more of everything, especially working with their brain chemistry. So it's a 4-month program, be live and recorded sessions, but live laser focused coaching. And it really is to maximize your potential, the wisdom, the brain, unblocking the unconscious mind, the conditioning. And the first pillar of it is acceptance. And this is a learned skill. And it really is absolutely integral. Understanding and accepting of the neurobiology for a start is a massive game changer. The ability to talk about it and have conversations with those people around you, in your team, your husband, to be able to now own it and work with it. And, you know, have the practical strategies to fine tune the way you operate. But more than that, it is the emotional resources, the total unwinding and rebuilding from foundations upwards. Like, we are rebuilding your beautiful house, you know, and your beautiful house is your whole system, you, your business, the way you do things, the way you present yourself, the way you feel about yourself. Because I find in every program I have been in, women do not have and have not learned the skills and the resources to be beautifully, powerfully owning who they are, their confidence, their strengths. And, you know, in business containers, normally you are
kind of given practical tasks and little bit of kind of, yeah, go away and do that. I really feel, having experienced this for many years now, this is not what women need. Yes, they need it. And the most important piece of this puzzle, if this is emotional resourcing, this power filling, this ability to be visible all the time and to get out of your own way and to own your own shizzle and show the world what you are capable of in this next chapter, to show yourself, to be supported, to be cheered on. And that is why I have created this beautiful, beautiful kind of journey, both practical, energetic, and subliminally, unconsciously powerful. It will work on many levels, but the missing piece is the community and the brainstorming and the give and take and the go-to, which I feel is really, really needed. So anyway, that comes in January. So if any of you want any pre-information about that, please either DM me in my Instagram account, which is katiestibbs.adhd. Or either email me at info@katiestibbs.com to find out more and ask me a few questions before it launches and goes live. So, going back to the way that you are operating in your life, in your business, just, yeah, get your head out of the weeds and get your notebooks out, journaling and working out what the heck is happening. What could be better? What do you need to delegate? And this is another thing that I'm including in my program. You know, having somebody that can help you delegate, because often the most powerful people, you know, dynamic business women that are super driven, especially with ADHD, do not know how to delegate because they don't know what to ask for help with almost. So having somebody that is going to kind of sit down and work this out with you is absolutely priceless, because I think you will find when you take the weight off in that way, it is. And it's something that we put off, you know, it could be even, you know, getting your dinners prepared and sent in and all that stuff that you think, oh, yeah, well, I'll do that another time. All these tiny details, making your home keyless, really simplifying the structure of your life, simplifying your environment so you can concentrate on the things that really, really matter to you. So really work that out for yourself to start with. Obviously, you know, we can help you with that on the program. But then also, I just want to leave you with, again, what do you really want? What do you really want? What are the goals? What are the goals? We often don't want to write our goals down in fear that we can never have them. But I'm really inviting you to turn on your GPS system, your incredible, powerful subconscious. You know, unless you ask it or tell it what you are, want to be in receipt of, receiving mode, it cannot tune into the nudges. And my goodness, there are nudges. So firstly, really get clear on what you want, not what you think you should have, not what you think you should want, but your heart, your body-led, big, big desires. Secondly, write out why you think you want it or why you really want this. This could be in your goal in your business, just in your personal life, Why do you want this? Why do you want this? And then noticing all of the limiting beliefs that come up in your mind, which they will, of why you can't have this, why you shouldn't have it, why you are not really worthy of it. That voice, that ego, which is part of all of us, beautiful little ego, trying to keep us safe and small. Why do you think you cannot have it? And journal it out. And then replace those limiting beliefs with empowering new beliefs. Why not? Who am I not to have this? I am of highest, working at my highest service level for other people. Why shouldn't I be remunerated accordingly? Why the not me? And really feeling into that bodily experience of having what you desire already in your system, in your body, really letting those emotions just be like, yay. Because you are rewiring your system. And this is so from the age of time. And we get disillusioned, disheartened. We've collected our stories of why we can't have things. We no longer want to put them out into the world because we are frightened we can no longer get them, and they're just like this ridiculous fantasy. But you are rewiring and programming your mind all the time without you even knowing it. So let's take the power back. Let's take action and really, really open ourselves up, expose ourselves to the potential of why not? Why not? Why not? Why can't you, you know, travel the world next year? Why can't you create an incredible new product? Why can't you? You know, and this is part of why I'm so passionate about my container, my program. It is this reprogramming, this rebuilding of the house from the foundations up. And we cannot underestimate this. This is like so, so intrinsic in if we are going to grow and expand and like rise together, and as women, like lift each other up and really cheer each other on. Because that's another thing that I see. There's like, oh my God, I'm not enough, and she's doing better, and I can feel it. And I've experienced that myself. And it's not the way, but it takes work and being honest about it and bring it into the light, and that it's a human experience, and this is who we are, and this is what we do. And there's no shame in this. You know, people that have got rebel, women that have got rebel minds, ADHD, whatever you want to call it, you know, there's layers and layers of self-shame and self-criticism that need to be acknowledged, brought awareness to, loved, held. Healing of your inner child, all those times, those experiences when you felt less than, you know, when you do this work, this is when you can really be in your power. And even though you're angry and you feel like crap sometimes, which is obviously human, this is not Pollyanna, you can still know that you just let it go, breathe, feel it, experience it, breathe it, let it go, because you are in your full healthy power. Can you feel I'm very passionate about this subject? Because my God, I've lived it, and I want you to also know that you can shift and change. It is never too late. You are never too young, never too old for this work. Irrelevant of whether you've got a business or not, this is the work of being alive on this planet as a woman, in my opinion. So we can lift others up, we can lift our children up, we can create our own wealth, we can create our own independence. And I don't just mean financially, I mean our own emotional safety, our own emotional security. We have done the work that we have literally reconstructed our house from the foundations up. And it is beautiful work. And it's not even work. It's like, it's an honor. It's a privilege. You know, it's a, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to do this work for yourself? Anyway, I will potentially stop talking. Please do message me if you want to get on the list first. It's going to be intimate and it will not be large. So for the costings and for the prices and all of that shenanigans, which we will also be talking about money within this container. Of course, we are bringing in and receiving everything. Love, wealth, ideas, creativity, connectedness. And money is a huge, huge, challenging topic for women. So let's move the needle on this. Let's change things. Let's change our mindset and our ability to expand and receive and to let go all of these stories, you know? We are clever, we are incredible, we are resourceful. You know, we can look after our own families on our own. You can retire your husband if you have one, or your wife. Anyway, on that note, maybe I can fit another one of these in before Christmas. I'm sure I can. I have actually got somebody that I want to have a beautiful combo with. So hopefully maybe she will be available for the next episode. Please, please, please write to me. I've had some wonderful emails recently. So I so appreciate your listening to this, to sharing this, to rising up, to being your best, beautiful, gorgeous, spirited, soulful self. And I love you, and I feel you, and I know. I really understand the struggle sometimes. See you next time.